we stay with soccer on our review on the international front. It's fair to say, Chris Ashmore, that it's been a huge year for our very own Seamus Coleman.
Yes, indeed. He's now Captain Coleman at international level, having captained the Republic of Ireland back in March for the first time. And then in the Euros in June 2016, Martin O'Neill giving him the captain's armband for the final group game against Italy and Neil after John O'Shea had been dropped to the bench. Well, only 3 points would do against the Italians, and Coleman certainly played his part. And after games against Sweden and Belgium, Ireland had played brilliantly. And then, of course, the Irish losing out to France 2-1 in Paris. But a great crowd turning out in Killybegs to welcome back Seamus Coleman, deservedly. And he said, well, it did help a little bit to ease the disappointment of exiting the tournament.
Unbelievable turnout, and to be honest, not really surprised. The people at Killybegs are unbelievable, and they set out there, you know, wherever I go, whatever I do, the Killybegs people are on my mind, and you're always trying to make them proud, and when you come back home, it's always nice to meet them, and hopefully you've made them proud in some way. And as I said, tonight was a special night. Went from massive disappointment yesterday to really enjoying tonight. I'm sure they're proud of a player playing for Ireland, and as I said, I'm only trying to do my best to make them proud. And as I said, they turned out in their numbers, which is amazing for me and my family to see. Just says a lot about this town. It's a special town, as I said, out there, without trying to big it up more than others. There's 23 players in our squad, and I can't imagine anyone at the reception I had today.
Yeah, because I just thinking it was 14 years ago that the county gathered in Lifford and welcomed Shea Given back from a World Cup. I mean, it seems just like yesterday, but he's gone on to have such a fantastic career, and all of a sudden he's probably at the end of it now at international level.
Yeah, Shea's had an unbelievable career, and What a top keeper he is, and what a top keeper he has been throughout the years. And as I said, there's a lot of talk about these older players making decisions, but I don't know what their decision is going to be. But I can only ever be thankful to Shea, and he's helped me massively. Obviously, being a Donegal lad as well since I came in the squad, and you know, I'm not sure what his decision will be at the end of this tournament. But it's been a pleasure playing with him.
And that was Seamus Coleman there. Of course, big Northwest interest: Shea Given, Shane Duffy, James McLean, James McCarthy, and Seamus also managing to captain Everton for the first time in September during a League Cup game. And good to see so many players going so well at such a high level. And mention also of Vince Owens' Roma McLaughlin. She was a regular in the Republic's under-19 side during the year, and then was promoted to the senior squad after some very impressive performances.
Cross channel, Chris.
Yeah, well, worth mentioning, Remelton man Conrad Logan had a great return after being out through injury for some 16 months. He signed a short-term deal with the Edinburgh side Hibs and saved a couple of penalties in a semi-final shootout against Dundee United, and then helped them win the cup, beating Rangers 3-2. So that was marvellous for him. Carl McHugh, well, the Donegal man, he was with Plymouth Argyle. They lost out on the promotion playoff final at Wembley in the League Division 2. He was named Player of the Year and then moved to Motherwell, but had a serious head injury which has restricted his appearances.
Well, for cross channel, it's not going good for you at the moment, Chris. Arsenal getting beat. Manchester City at the Etihad are leading by 2-1. They've come from a goal down. Theo Walcott in 5 minutes, but then Leroy Sane and Raheem Sterling on 47 and 72, scoring for Manchester City as they lead by 2-1. The pendulum has swung in favour of Spurs on the other side of the desk. Jermot is smiling because Spurs have come from a goal down now to lead by 2-1 at home to Burnley. Ashley Barnes had put Burnley 1-0 up on 22. Dele Alli on 27 levelled it up, and then Danny Rose on 71 has put Spurs. So it looks like it could be Spurs day today. Jermot, we'll go back to you more locally in soccer. You're a Letterkenny Rovers man, so you are. It was a huge year for them getting to the FAI final.
It was fantastic, Oisin. You know, I was thinking back on the highlights of 2016, and that has to be one that's right there up with them. Getting to the Aviva Stadium and the final of the Intermediate Cup, it was just a fantastic cup run. I think even winning the semi-final replay down at Lakeview Park against Ringmahon Rangers, that was probably a day, you know, that'll stick out in the memory even more so, because it was filled with such emotion. And you know, there were tears among some of the elder statesmen of Letterkenny Rovers on the pitch after that victory. Huge crowd down there as well. And to get to the cup final, well, listen, the day itself, you know, everything went wrong for Letterkenny that day. They came up against a very, very impressive Crumlin United side who eased victory in the end. Even from first whistle, you knew that Letterkenny were going to be up against it. And that's exactly how it turned out. No surprise that Eamon McConaghy was so disappointed afterwards, and he felt perhaps that the occasion got to his side early on.
Yeah, I must say it's disappointing to you know, have done so well to get this far and not to give a better account of ourselves. I felt, you know, on the night we just froze a little bit. The occasion got to us. We couldn't get the running in our legs, and you know, we gave away two very soft goals in the first half. And then in the second half, I mean, the two goals we gave away, the first two goals in the second half were really unforgivable because, you know, there was just silly little mistakes that normally we wouldn't do. But, you know, that's a cup final. And on the night, we didn't play and the other team were really up for it.
Yeah, but you did come up against a good side, Eamon.
Yeah, well, I mean, naturally they're a good side. They're in the final of the intermediate, but I mean, I don't know how good they are insofar as that we didn't play. We didn't give an account of ourselves. You know, that they can't take any fault for that, but on the night, we just didn't play.
The occasion maybe got to a few of your lads.
Well, to me, it got to the majority of them. You still worry about the Aviva Stadium when you have four players on the team that's over 34 years of age, you know, and I felt they struggled to get to the pace of the game as well, and the other fellas couldn't get the running in their legs because it was just too much for them. And that can happen. I'm not running the players down. It can happen any set of players, and it happened to us tonight.
And can I ask you as well about the supporters? I mean, great support up from Donegal today. Not just Letterkenny Rovers people, but from the soccer community in general.
Yeah, I must say, you know, at our meeting back about 3 weeks ago, some people were afraid that we wouldn't have, enough, you know, many people at our match. And I told them to rest assured that I know the people of Donegal. They love their football. They love their sport. I always knew we were going to be supported, and tonight it was absolutely brilliant, the amount of people we had there. And look, as a club and as players, we're so thankful for them to come there to give the support. And, you know, it's more the reason that we're so disappointed, you know, that we didn't give a better account of ourselves in front of the big support.
That's Eamon McConaghy there, the manager of Letterkenny Rovers, who perhaps did restore a wee bit of pride in the jersey then, a week after that FAI Intermediate Cup final defeat, because they played Athlone Town in the FAI Senior Cup away from home in the second round, and earned a very impressive 0-0 draw. So that meant a replay and another big crowd at Lakeview Park, and unfortunately a late goal scored by Athlone Town meant that Letterkenny Rovers FAI Senior Cup run came to an end. But it was another great occasion at Lakeview Park, and well, it was a year to remember for the club. Manus mentioned how much the win in Glenswilly meant to the parish out there, but that run on, you know, that Letterkenny Rovers enjoyed this year, it did mean so much as well to those involved in the club all down through the years. They lost out in terms of the Ulster Senior League to Cockhill Celtic, once again the dominant force in terms of Ulster Senior League football. Cockhill winning the League Cup final against Letterkenny Rovers at Bunagee, a 2-0 victory on that occasion, and Cockhill also winning the Ulster Senior League title for a fourth consecutive year. And this another victory for Gavin Cullen's side was a 2-0 win over Glengad United in the final of the Knockalla Caravans Cup. So pretty much a clean sweep for the Inishowen club, who continue to do so much, not only at senior level but at underage level as well. A fantastic club. I think I mentioned that last year, and it's perhaps no surprise that they're enjoying so much success. At junior level, the Inishowen League's hopes of making it back-to-back Oscar Trainer Trophy titles, well, that came to an end at the hands of the Leinster Senior League in April. They lost out in their semi-final 2-0 at McGinn Park. And the Donegal League, special mention for them as well, because they got all the way to the last four in that competition under Brian Dorian. Fantastic effort from the Donegal League side, who were also so impressive on their way to the semi-final stages before they lost out against Clare by 3-1.
Our special guest today is Manus Kelly. Manus, you haven't been speaking in a while. We're just checking that you're still with us in the studio.
I'm still here, are you? Soccer's not my stone.
You're waiting on the cricket, are you? Let's stay with the soccer. And Chris Ashmore is the other side of the desk. Chris, you, of course, are one of the regulars at Fun Park along with Jermid. But it's been a massive year for Fun Harps, and they deserve a lot of credit because it was one massive thing to get promoted, but it was an even bigger achievement to stay up, given the size of the squad and the spend and their budget and certain things going against
Harps
them.
Coming but up through the playoffs, they were odds-on favourites pretty much with everyone to make a quick return to the First Division. But the bottom line is they will play Premier Division football again in 2017. It was a roller coaster of a season. They had a good start. They had a dreadful middle after Sean Houston had scored the winner against Galway at the beginning of June. They went on a remarkably bad run and just nothing went right. But they finished the season well. And in particular, there were very important results against Sligo and Wexford. And then speaking the morning after their Premier Division status was secured, Ollie Horgan, as you had said there, and he'd made it clear from the very beginning of the season, it was a bigger achievement staying up than getting promoted the season before.
Probably a sense of relief more than anything. Disappointing me saying that it wasn't a difficult year. For everybody involved, ourselves, the management, the players, the committee and that, and, you know, look, we got away with it, and thankfully last night, you know, a little bit of luck with the results at the other end of the country went our way, and we survived.
Harps had to pull some results out of the bag throughout the course of the year, and I suppose the most recent one was that point down in Wexford last Friday, and that proved to be a crucial point, Ollie.
Yeah, I think, you know, when things were going well, you know, at the start, in the middle of the season, you know, it wasn't that hard work, if you like, you know, a little bit of luck went your way. When things weren't going well, it was very, very difficult to turn, but to be fair to the group of lads that were there, they turned it. I think possibly the point in Sligo a number of weeks ago in the midweek game where Raf Cotera had a penalty in the last minute to win it, I think maybe our look changed when he put the ball over the bar, and thankfully we didn't look back since rushing.
Yeah, and it's a hard thing to do, to stay in the Premier Division. On the two previous occasions, Harps came back down, and given the way modern day football is at the moment as well, Ollie, this is a huge achievement, given you've said this yourself, that there's a massive gulf in class and quality at times in the Premier Division.
Yeah, look, I mean, I said it at the start of the year, and it's the way it transpired. You know, it was a great achievement without doubt, getting promoted last year. But to be fair to the group of lads, I think this was a bigger achievement for them. It's when you're in the First Division and winning more games than you're losing, the confidence is there. In this division, you're losing more games than you're winning, and to try and get that confidence back is a huge challenge for everybody, and the players in particular. But to their credit, they did, and, you know, they deserve a lot of praise for that itself.
Yeah, and they showed a lot of character through the season as well, because it is a hard thing to do when the chips are down and you're coming off the back of a bad run, which happened, Harps, as they were into the second half of the season. All the things weren't going your way. It's a huge test for players to bounce back from that, and it could have gone either way.
Yeah, most certainly. You know, I expected it to go right to the wire. You know, thankfully it finished, if you like, one game early. I expected us to go out to Friday. We even looked at the playoffs and went and looked at your calls and your drivers should that happen. But look, they deserve the little bit of luck that went away that night in Sligo, because, you know, if anything, they're extremely honest and put everything into it. And they probably achieved something that they deserve. But, you know, you look at it towards next year with Limerick back up, and the qualities they have, it doesn't get any easier. But look, we'll enjoy the moment for the time being, Oisin, and worry about that tomorrow.
Van Harps manager Ollie Horgan speaking to me the morning after Premier Division status was secured. Dermot, at any stage towards the end of the season, were you getting nervy on it?
God, you were getting nervous, Oisin, definitely. You know, the funny thing is, Chris mentioned that great run that they had at the start of the season as well. At one stage, I think after they beat Bray Wanderers back in April, they were up to 7th in the table. And I do remember we were gathering in the media hour after at Finn Park waiting on Ollie to come in, and Ollie eventually comes in. He's never the quickest out of the dressing room, put it that way. And Chris said to him, you know, Harps were on a high, another great victory. Chris said, European football, Ollie. And we're heading for Europe. And Ollie's response was, "Lourdes, Chris," you know. So he wasn't far wrong, because, you know, Harps, I mean, people maybe were getting carried a wee bit away with themselves, but it was a struggle towards the end. But in fairness, they had done enough at the start of the year to make sure that they'd be okay at the end.
We hear it often enough, they got over the line. They've done enough to get over the line. We mentioned Gaelic players, Chris, that were retiring after the year, Colm McFadden and Eamon McGee. Kevin McHugh, it wasn't the end of the season that he wanted due to that nasty hand-to-hand injury, but what a stalwart for Fun Harps. What a man for the years.
He had intended to retire the previous season, and then the whole euphoria and emotion with getting promotion, he stayed on. was really a bit part player, an impact sub, and he scored a few goals, particularly in the start of the season, which were crucial in the end up, but a great servant to the club. And things going well for Harps, the under-19s, the under-17s, the under-19s just missing out on a place in the National League final, and you have the likes of Trevor Scanlon and Joe Boyle and Declan Boyle there, so a lot to be said, positive stuff coming through, so it augurs well for the future, but it'll be tough.
It will be tough. And Dermot, at the start of the year, nobody gave Derry City a chance of finishing in the top three of the Premier Division, and the Candy Stripes had a big one.
Yeah, and remember, they got off to a disappointing start because Harps beat them in the opening game of the season. But yeah, credit to Derry City, credit to Kenny Shields and the backroom team at the Brandywell. They gathered a squad together, no big standout players, it must be said, within that squad, but some very, very clever signings by Derry City, and they went on to claim a top three finish in the Airtricity League Premier Division. So European football for them next season, and deservedly so.
Deservedly so indeed. And that position was confirmed after a 2-1 victory over Sligo Rovers. Your Milton man Barry McNamee getting on the score sheet there that night, as did Aaron McInniff. 17 wins, 5 defeats. It was a brilliant year. Derry finishing top three. And the minutes after that final home game of the season, Kenny Shields was already targeting an improved position for next year.
You know, we don't want to be third next year, and maybe that's a big statement, but I want people around me that wants to be first. And that might take time, but you've seen tonight the character of the team. Again, last three games, we've come behind a win. We know we have it in us, and it's just disappointing that we've drawn so many games. But after 32 games, we've lost 5 games. Incredible statistic. 59 points. Again, in 27 of our games that we've played, we haven't lost. That's remarkable. It's remarkable, considering we lost our first game. So 27 of our last 31 games, we haven't lost, which is really, really good.
Has this season gone better than you thought it would, or better than it could?
Oh, you know, there's cliches and there's cliches, and you say, let's go one game at a time. You lose. When I read the papers on the first week, especially of the season, it worried me because everybody's saying, you know, it's between Longford, Wexford, Thin Harps and Derry City. Those were the four teams that was prominent in the relegation tipping. And I thought, wow, this is, nobody believes in us. And okay, we used it as motivation at times, but I thought, what's wrong with Derry City? I can't believe this has happened. And what have I taken over here? Because everybody's saying it's not good. So we looked at certain things that we needed to progress, and that's what we've done, hopefully. And you can see the progression that's been made. And we lost 5 top players, and we've brought in young lads who have done exceptionally well. And we've brought in Roy Patterson, and he has thrived off that. You know, he's been given a role where he helps the young players, him and Jared Doherty and Ryan McBride, responsibility, and he's worked really hard to improve the younger players and help them.